Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Ah, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, all that are gathered here this evening. We thank Yah for the Shabbat. It's a beautiful thing how the Most High provides all of our needs according to his riches and glory. I pray all. All is well with the righteous, and it should be. I pray that each and every one of us are entering into his rest. As we know, Shabbat was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. We say Shabbat, we say Sabbath. We mean the same thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have entered into the seventh day, and we have ceased from all our labors and all our work. And now we rest and we reflect on our Father, our Redeemer, our Savior. You know, and it's in reflecting on him and what he has done. This gives us a rest, gives us a refreshing. And we continually should thank Yah for that. I pray our labors have been fruitful this week. I pray our minds have been on the Most High Yah, that we've been continually having praise and songs and melodies in our heart, always to him, while we're in triumph, while we're in trial. Whatever state we find ourselves in, let us find ourselves to be content. That is the spirit of Yah that dwells in us, that compels us to be long-suffering, that compels us to be faithful, that compels us to be meek, compels us to be temperate, compels us in all good fruit. And we thank Yah for that. Let me look in the chat and hopefully, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just dropped over in the chat and everyone's done. Hallelujah. Everyone's on point tonight. Oh, hallelujah. We got tens coming in strong, and I thank y'all for that. Ah, bless y'all. Bless y'all. Let us go before our Father tonight. Ah, bless Heavenly Father, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you for another week, Most High. You have supplied our strength. You have nurtured us. You have clothed us. You have sheltered us. And you have brought us to another holy, set-apart Shabbat. We're very grateful, Most High, for your sacrifice. We're grateful for your purpose. Grateful for the spirit that you have put in us. Very grateful, Most High, you have not allowed us to be ignorant on any point. But we, as your children, hallelujah, we know that we're getting home soon. Most High, we do commend all things into your care, and we know you care for us. And we thank you again this time, this hour, this second, this minute for being the mighty Elohim, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And this, Most High, we do rest. We eat, we drink, we sleep, we have our being. We consist because you are, and we rejoice in this. We are so thankful, Most High, you have chosen us. And I pray in the days ahead, Most High, that those have been chosen, Most High, that those have been called as well, will know who they are in you. As your word goes forth, you will make this known. As the children of Yah say so, and thank you, Most High, Yah, for another day. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, amen. Well, praise Yah again, saints, friend, foe, whoever may be here on Blog Talk tonight. We're not transmitting no video on YouTube tonight. It's all Blog Talk, all audio, all hearing. We know faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of Yah. Hallelujah. And we can give Yah the honor and the glory for that. Hallelujah. Tonight, this evening, We're going to look into, I guess as the title has indicated, another spirit. One thing in knowing our Yah is one is in that relationship of knowing He is one, this will dictate and set course our relationship with one another. The beautiful thing coming to the realization that He is in us and that we are in Him. That this one is more than a number. It goes outside of the confines of what we may logically bring forth, intellectually conjure. This is something that is attained through fellowship. That is something that is attained through intimacy with the one who has called you and gave himself for you. And this one and all he has done for us, the one says that we should do for one another. This is all actions of the one. One body, one mind, one faith, one spirit. Something in this time, in this hour that I know that the voice of the false prophet has been speaking for many decades. The voice has been speaking through the movement of homosexuality and all this gender wars and gender crap and gender mess, identity crises. We really need to see the spirit and understand the spirit and hear the spirit that is upon the scene. The spirit is actually working in the background, narrating what's going on physically before our eyes. And we, the people of Yah, should know this. First, that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. There's no new thing under the sun. Most High Yah has told us that. He has comforted our souls and our spirits in that. And in anything that's coming about, there is no place for fear in knowing this. The one has established one in himself that we may be one. And the only way we can retain in the one and stay under protection of the one is keep the one's mind, the one's thoughts, the one's statutes, the one's commandments, the one's precepts, and we manifest them because he is life, the author of life. We have found life. The children of Yah have found life. And once we have really tasted life, there is nothing, there should be nothing in this existence, in this world, should tear us away from that. And the things that we have tasted of him. There is nothing like our Yah. Nothing. When he has revealed himself to us. And as we mature in this walk, we see how they have lied on our master, have lied on our father, have lied on our savior. Still deep down within, a lot of us still battling those lies. We're still having trust issues with the Father because we had trust issues with our earthly Father and trust issues with brothers and sisters and friends and whatever they may be. When that part of that life should have died. Old things, it says, are passed away when that new spirit comes in. This thing is real. This thing is playing before our eyes and our hearts and especially our spirits in living color. Color. So much more in the spirit of Yah. showing us the true spectrum of all things, showing us what his light is exposing this day, this time, and this hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us go forward. Pretty much a teaching tonight. I don't know what may happen. We may go into a few tangents, but know this for sure, we're still on course. The wind blows where it listeth. No man knows where it comes from. This is the Spirit of Yah. But the Spirit of Yah is always on point. The Spirit of Yah is always ministering. Hallelujah. 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 Now, we're going to be in Numbers for a little bit as we kind of build a foundation here. Numbers 13, and I'm going to bounce around into it, and then we're going to go to Numbers 14. We're going to start in the first verse of Numbers 13. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the assembly, please, as the beseeching of Yah will go forth always. And it says, and Yah spake unto Moses, saying, send you men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their father shall you send a man, every one, a ruler among them. Then it goes forth and tells of all the tribes. And in verse 18, let's start at verse 17. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way, southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwells therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad. Or what cities that they be in, that they may dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be you of good courage, and bring the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. It says, so they went up, searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, and men came to Hamath, and they ascended by the south, and came unto Hebron, where Eshemon, Sheshai, Tama, the children of Anak, were. Now, Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bear it between, and they bear it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the Brook Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. They went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. They told him and said, we came unto the land where you sent us, and it surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And more, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb steeled the people before Moses and said, let us go up once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we not be able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. They brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land, though which we have gone to search it, is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which came of the giants. And we were in our own sight. We were in our own sight. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. So we got one testimony of some, and another testimony of one. So Caleb, with his witness, with his testimony, he was ready to go and possess it. But we see many that were within that party they had a different report. I wonder why. Chapter 14. After they heard the witness of the men, they heard the witness of Caleb. They heard the witness of Caleb and heard the witness of these other men. And after this, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we have died in the land of Egypt? Or would Yah we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore has Yah brought us up unto this land, to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? They said one to another, let us make us a captain, and let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron, on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. It says, and Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. All the children of Israel against Moses, against Aaron, against Joshua, against Caleb. And after the renting took place of these righteous men, spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it, it is an exceeding good land. And if Yah delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not you against Yah. Neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and Yah is with us. Fear them not. Fear them not. And the next verse it says, but all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of Yah appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Yah said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? How long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. Moses said unto Yah, an Egyptian shall it. They brought up this people in your might from among them, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, where they've heard that Yah is among his people. And Yah are seen face to face. Your cloud stands but over them. And that you goest before them by day, time, in a pillar of a cloud and a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you shall kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of you will speak, saying, because Yah was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. Now, I beseech you, let the power of my Elohim be great, according as thou you have spoken, saying, Yah is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity, the transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech you, the iniquity of this people according unto the greatness of your mercy. And as you have forgotten this people from Egypt, even unto now. Yah said, I have pardoned according to your word. But truly, if I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Elohim. Because all these men which have seen my glory and my miracles, and many in this ministry have seen a lot of glory and a lot of miracles. They've seen the greatness of Yah. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto the fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit. He had another spirit. Caleb had another spirit. Caleb and Joshua were the two witnesses, and 10 others. Among them, 10 had an evil report. 2 had a righteous report. Think about that. How many in this walk, as we go on in this walk, get to search out many lands, get to encounter many inhabitants, get to deal with many spirits? We find ourselves fear coming upon us. Are we able? I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can overcome this. I don't know if I can overcome that. I don't know if I can do this trial. I don't know if I can do this tribulation. In the land of bitterness, how can I get out? In the land of hatred, in the land of envy, in the land of jealousy. Oh, in heaven is there of great. How can I overcome them? Oh, my lust, my desires, my dreams, my pleasures. They're such giants. How shall I escape them? Oh, my family, mama, father, son, daughter. Should I leave them? Shall I forsake them? I know they're not following you. I know they don't want to hear the word of you. I know they are not chosen. But still, my heart, I see things in my own eyes, and I fear greatly. I tremble looking upon my life, my fears. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit. And as I read that, the Most High God saying he has another spirit. So he's saying the spirit of the people, the children of Israel, they are our contrary spirit. But I see in Caleb my spirit, because he has kept my word. Him, Caleb, Joshua, Caleb, they kept my word, and they deferred not from it one time. They kept my commandments. They kept my precepts. They obeyed the servant of Yah. And in that they had another spirit. Another spirit. When brother, when sister, when daughter, son, husband, wife, do not want to serve the Most High Yah. Which blood curses? No. Different. Which blood courses? There we go. There's blood that curses. I'm going to talk about which blood courses through your vein. We've heard many times that spirit is thicker than blood. We know Life of the flesh is in the blood. So how long will your blood course through your veins? Or will you go into cardiac arrest at that moment and let the heart of Yah be birthed in you? And let the word of Yah course through your veins, run through your veins. How long will you trust in the old man versus when will you trust in the Most High Yah? If he gives a command to give you a land flowing with milk and honey, and tells you to go get a witness of it, and you come back with evil reports, is your spirit the same as Joshua? Your spirit the same of Caleb? Or will you be giving witness to what your eyes have seen? Because Yah's eyes, he said, you can take it. I've given you this land. I've equipped you with all your needs according to my riches and glory. Now, I want you to go out and search. I want you to go out in this walk with me. I want you in this fellowship of my sufferings with me. Travel. Walk where my feet have walked. Will you let me lead? Or will your belly, natural eyes, natural ears, your temporal lust, your temporal pleasures be ever before guiding you, grasping your ankles and pulling you down? Against all odds, the people of Yah in this time and this hour should be having another spirit. Not having the testimony, well, I'm just walking out this walk the best I can. Yeah. Your own fleshly reserves, your own fleshly desires, your own fleshly wants, your own fleshly needs. There you walk it. When you should be running this race patience. One thing I've learned in these many years of walking, that flesh I know for a doubt has profited me nothing. Even though many times in my walk with Yah, I've seen it rise as a giant. But I know the rock of my salvation, the rock that I can pick up and put in my sling, and with accuracy and direction of the Most High Yah, direct that in the forehead of my enemies. Are we able to possess the lands which Yah is wanting to give us? Will we have another spirit? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Take a little break here, and we'll be right back if I can get this.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, number 7. Thank you for listening to the Straightway Truth live stream. We are very happy you found us. It is our pleasure to bring you the truth of Jesus Christ, and we pray you are finding great peace. If you would like to bless this ministry using Cash App, select $ Pastor Dowell. That's $ PastorDowell. If you would prefer PayPal, the email address to use is dowell7000@gmail.com. That's dowell7000@gmail.com. And please select the Friends and Family option. It is also possible to use YouTube's Super Chat. However, only a portion of your donation will be received because 30% is retained in fees. We are very grateful, and we thank each and every one of you for blessing this ministry as it is laid upon your hearts. Shalom. The King is coming.
Ah, yes. And his coming is closer this day than whenever it was bought before. Hallelujah. 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 I praise you, I praise you, saints of the Most High. I have a different spirit, another spirit. We know Joshua and Caleb possessed another spirit, because it is recorded of them, and there is a testimony of them. They obeyed every word, every precept, everything that was given to them. And because of this, spiritually, they had another spirit. Later on in Numbers, in chapter 27, verse 18, it says, And Yah said unto Moses, says, Take you Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the spirit. Lay your hand upon him. Again, in Numbers 32, verse 11, says, Surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun. For they have wholly followed Yah. So, of the Most High, a child of the King. It is said there is no discharge in this war. How can one that says he's in the service of Yah says it's time for me to retire? Sound like someone that is giving this force of breath from himself, which is really no force of breath at all. I see that this, you know, even uttering this, even vocalizing this, this should be a telltale indication that this is not a servant of Yah. When there is no discharge in this war, when Paul even said, follow me as I follow Messiah. Obey them that have the rule over you, for they watch for your souls. The Moses was put in charge, head over all the children of Israel. When all the children of Israel say, hey, Moses, Yah can speak to you, then you speak to us. And they even said it with their mouth. They professed it with their mouth. And this was sealed in eternity, because they confessed that they would, but they did not. But even at the word of Moses to appoint certain men to go into the land of Canaan and spy it out, I remember many years ago that the Spirit of Yah moved on Pastor to go and find a land. And he searched many days with no witness. It's wonderful that the Spirit of Yah gives the man of Yah an unction, gives the man of Yah an understanding. That when he got to this certain parcel of land, that it was dropped into Pastor's spirit, this is it. The pastor had another spirit. And I thank Yah for the man of Yah having another spirit. Because it wasn't for his testimony, his walk, that I would not desire to have that spirit. I know he walks under the Spirit of Yah. And I know I within myself desire to cleave to Yah. We've seen many come and go, not sharing in the vision of the One, not trusting in Yah. But I have a background, a short background myself, of just in my search for the Most High Yah. When I was out among the lands, searching for Yah, wanting to experience Yah, I went through the Pentecostal Rams, the Baptist Rams, I went through the Methodist Rams. I went through so many denominations just searching. There was something in me longing. There was a witness in me to find Yah. And I went through so many lands and so many wars and so many temptations and trials and tribulations and trying to find my Yah. So one day I was asked to go to a Bible study. In all my travels and all my learning as I read the Word of Yah and fell in love with the Word of Yah, fell in love with His Spirit, fell in love with His ways and wanting to find His ways and want to walk after His ways. Many days of going to work and working as unto Yah, and then coming home and sitting my face in His book and reading and rocking in a rocking chair until the day that the leg fell out from under, and then everything changed that day when the rocking chair leg broke. Time now for me, after all my reading, to go out unto another land. And I accepted it, not knowing where I was going, not knowing where it would take me, not knowing where it would show me, not knowing what befalls me in these new regions. But I trusted Yah, and He led me, and He guided me, and He protected me. And even all through all that, He supplied all my needs according to his riches and glory. And all this testing and trying, Yah knowing within me, showing me that I had another spirit, knowing that the place that I was in, that it was no longer needed for me to experience all that. So I was invited to a Bible study by a friend that I, during my heavy metal band years, was a singer. And he knew Pastor Charles Dow before Pastor was a pastor. As he grew up with him and went to school with him, and they kind of, you know, run the neighborhood together at times. And they knew one another. It happened after band practice one night upon Pastor at 1 a.m. in the apartment complex where he lived, preaching to the drug dealers. See, something about having another spirit and being, you know, 1 a.m. out in Nashville, out in some, you know, some of the most wildest places, the most violent places, and not having the fear upon you, but you obey the word of Yah and you preach the word, hoping to save some. Because it wasn't for the Most High Yah sending Pastor out there at 1 a.m. in the morning preaching to the drug dealers, then this former friend, he's sort of a friend now, he keeps contact loosely, still a heathen. But he happened upon Pastor that evening and heard the words of Pastor and started, had an inclination to follow Yah. That went on for just a little time. He invited me to a Bible study, which he did not attend. And it was that Bible study that the very Spirit of Yah, the breath of Yah, was made known unto me. Not who Yah was through baptism in one. There was many things that were taught that night that, you know, that really being this the time now that I can't recollect, but there was a lot of subjects that as the Spirit was ministering, the witness there, the anointing was, in all of my journeys before of wanting to find Yah, it had nothing to be compared with the word I heard that evening. I found out who Yah was. And it rang well with me. Not my flesh, but the other spirit that was in me. It leaped for joy. And all my journeys, I finally heard the word of Yah. And it gave witness to my spirit, and it gave nothing to my flesh. Love for Yah deepened even the more so. And even after that, receiving that word that evening gave me interest to receive his spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit fully. And in that, the place where I was then, I went to a Pentecostal church. I went to that pastor and I said, you know, my days here are short. You know, I'm in about 2 weeks. I'll no longer be here, but I'm going to follow this man. I'm going to join myself to this man to do a work. And even in that, you know, these were not words that I have conjured up. It's not knowing where I was going, not knowing where it was taking, not knowing what's going to befall me, not knowing what giants or what was in the lands before me, I trusted Yah. And I started following Pastor Charles Dow. A little bit after that, when I was embracing the Sabbath, And I thank Yah that he gave me the ability to walk through that door. Because I heard the word through a man that had another spirit than the spirit that I was being talked to out there in the so-called religious world. And because of my obedience, it cost me my first wife and children. But it didn't matter. They can go. There was something within me, deep within me, just now an anchor to my spirit and to my soul to still follow this man no matter what happens naturally. So for a year, I didn't know where my wife and children was. Yes, did I go through hurt? Yes. Did I go through travail? Did I fight many giants in the land? Yes, I did. But even through all that, I still had to cleave to the Most High and believe his promises, believe his purpose, believe his word which he had set in my heart, which I read. It had to be performed. It was greater than me that had to be expressed. And because step by step, I started seeing the fruit. I started understanding the fruit of the land and started claiming it. And years went on. A lot of trials. A lot of tribulations. Still, it was beautiful. It was wonderful. You know, a lot of loss happened. It's not nothing to be compared to the gains that even myself and I've seen others receive as they stay obedient to the word of Yah. If he says you can conquer, you can conquer. Believe it. Let another spirit besides your own damn spirit control you. There's so many spirits out there in that world that want to chain you, want to fetter you, and want to put strings and webs and all these cords on you. Won't you just say, this is the day of salvation, and cut and sever every cord, every string, every chain, every fetter. Won't you walk with another spirit? Walk with the spirit of Yah. Have intimacy with that, and have an intimacy with envy and jealousy and hatred and bitterness and all this crap that you're trying to escape. When your Messiah was tempted in all points as you were, but he did it without sin, because you was given to him as the children. And his desire is to deliver you up unto his Father. He done all this for the children of Yah. Because the strength of his spirit gives us the strength of this another spirit that dwells in us. His Holy Spirit. Revelation. I'm going to the end of the matter for a little bit. Revelation 21. We'll start at verse 22. It says, and I saw no temple therein, and Yahweh Elohim Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. It says, for the glory of Yah did lighten it. There were so much wanting this world to shine on our past. This world has no light. When are we going to understand that this present evil world has nothing to give but darkness? Only our Elohim, Yahweh Elohim, Messiah. He is the light of men. He is the one that desired to put another spirit in us. And I pray we have received the spirit, not the spirit of the world. But by the will of Yah, we have received his spirit. Because in this time and in this hour and this day, we need power. We in ourselves have no power. But we receive and we understand and we hear that all power is given Messiah in heaven and earth. If it is in you and you in him. And we're in this joint inheritance. Why are you scrounging, waffling, disputing your place in him? When all that he has done, that he is Most High, I gave him. Gave. Are you going to take what Yah has given you? Are you going to increase the talents that he is putting in you? Are you going to amass enormous amounts of crowns that you can put at his feet, that you may glorify the one? That all in all, that all this that brings us about is of the one. It's one spirit, one faith, one baptism. We're all working towards one. Let's stay in the one and be protected by the one and be nursed by the one and be clothed by the one. For the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. He, Messiah, the honor that he bestowed upon us, does he not deserve that honor back? Even though it might be an honor inflicted. We have the reports of others, we not able. They be giants in our eyes. And we saw it with our own eyes. Much as Yah has desired to honor us, it is what it is. It is as you present your bodies a living sacrifice. But I don't know. This is my life. Yeah, that's the problem. What is your life? Do you want to be in the vapor? Or do you want to be a partaker of the everlasting? Come on, think about it. You want to travel the vaporous lands of envy and the vaporous lands of jealousy that come to naught? Or do you want to go in a land that's flowing with milk and honey, that has fruits that is everlasting, that Yah has promised us? He says, I go and prepare a place for you. Do you want that place? And do you want to be prepared for that place? Will you have another spirit? Revelation 21:25, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles. What's in you that defiles? Well, get it out. Get it out of your land. You've been a stew. You've been given a body. And you got to give an account of the deeds done in that body. So what spirits are you going to house in that body? Are you going to have bitterness, envy, jealousy, hatred? Are you going to have peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness? That is of another spirit. Anything that defiles, neither whatsoever works abomination or makes lies, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. The book of life, written with the blood of Messiah. He shed his blood so that it may course through your veins. And I'm not talking about the natural man. I'm talking about the new man. New man was not made known unto you until the blood of Messiah was infused unto it with the breath of Messiah. The word of Yah awakened it. And we see, like in Hebrews 3:19, says many and some and whatever could not enter in. Why? Because of unbelief. We see out here as this Hasatan wants to be like the Most High Yah, that he has his own Jesus. But this Jesus of the world was born of a whore and not born of a virgin. So you see why Christianity is such a whorish religion. A whorish religion. They're getting ready. They're gearing up for it. Some call it Samhain, but it's pronounced Samhain, which we get the word Halloween. That is not as bad as the Mass of the Christ. Mass. Really look up and understand the study of what a Mass is. It is a consumption of flesh. And you see that this Christ Mass is a pinnacle of the consuming of flesh. See, in times of old, the priests of Baal were called Kana Baal or Kana Baals. We have an English word that comes from that in this realm of Mass and consumption of flesh. It's called cannibals. Cana Bales, priests of Bales. And you see in this Roman Catholic Church and all her daughters and all that minister after the matriarchy rule, it all is pertaining to the flesh. All is consumption of the flesh. All is preaching to the flesh. All is ministering to the flesh. why in this time and this hour the fight against those that are being born of the Spirit grows even stronger. We're not of the bondwoman. You got to understand that. You're not of the bondwoman. You are of the free. Why not act like you're free? Why, when you understand your feet is set in open places because of Yeshua, because of his Spirit, another Spirit besides the spirits, most of the time you find yourself walking in and acting in and manifesting in. All this unbelief that has been sowed into us. And it speaks to many of you throughout the day, trying to get you to doubt the word of Yah, trying to get you to be guilty and shameful. That's not the Spirit of Yah. When you're going to come to an understanding and you look at that and stand back and go, whoa, this is not of Yah. When you're going to let another spirit, let the Spirit of Yah lead you. Those that are led by the Spirit of Yah, led. And to be led is you got to have it before you and you got to be following. And that Spirit is going to have dictates and statutes and commandments. Are you going to follow me? Don't do this. Don't do that. Walk this way. Walk that way. Don't talk like this. Don't talk like that. You want life? You want to enter in? You want the straight way? You must have another spirit beside the spirit of the world, beside that spirit many have been walking in and still are battling this very hour. As if he comes, if one that comes preaches another Messiah, whom we have not preached, we have not ministered, we of another spirit are ministering unto the real spirit, and you should know this. For he that comes preaches another Messiah, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which we have, which we have not received, and we are going to receive. Why cannot we follow the one? Why can we not see the vision? Why not stay in this calling to be chosen? You want life, real love. Stay, cleave to the one who created it. Not like the one who wants to be like the Most High Yah. For if he that comes preaches another Messiah whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which we have not received. That's amazing. Why Paul would actually say that to the Corinthian church. Here I've been preaching, Paul says, to you and ministering to you in the spirit. And you're going to go over here and receive another spirit? By someone else's words? By someone else's, that you think they have the good news, that you think they have the revelation? Why do you think? Pastor implores, do not eat, go eating off other tables. That is a whorish spirit. If you're joined to Yah, why go a-whoring? Then goes on and says, oh, another gospel, another good news, which we have not accepted. Now, if we have not accepted it, then why should you accept it? We've got even got people in this ministry that wants to preach their message and their intellect and their ideals. But you don't see the ones that have another spirit when they feed the flock of Yah preaching and teaching of this manner. People should have the discernment and have within them still another spirit to where they, these things, that if their voice, their should something come up within you like an alarm. Like, no, no. Should be a protection mode going into play. Like a computer with virus protection. Once the virus enters in, then it pops up and goes after the virus. We think that this way is so hard because we believe the lies of the enemy. This way is not hard. The reason why a lot of your ways are hard because the ways of a transgressor is hard. But if you find yourselves following Yah's ways and precepts and commandments, you will see that will not be in your spirit. Why are certain things in your spirit that cause you to voice the things going on? We know the word says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does speak. We see, as we read about Joshua and Caleb, we can understand that they had another spirit and everything that proceeded out of their mouth. You didn't hear no report about them speaking as the unbelievers did. Now you see Caleb, right, when he come back right back out, he's like hand in the air and say, yeah, whoa, let's go possess it. Why not be like Joshua and Caleb? Here we are in the second Exodus. We have a great cloud of witnesses all before us. And yet, the voice of unbelief still echoes in our ears. It's still like 100 decibels within our being. When the time comes to find the word of God, I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? What shall I say? What shall I? Where is your spirit? Where is your mind? And where your mind and your spirit is, there will your soul be also. Messiah says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, do you want to go in? Do you want to get out of this world and go into the world which Messiah has prepared for you? Are you ready to exit out of your dust? Exit out of your flesh. Exit out of your desires. Exit out of your dreams. And pursue the one. You want to know love? You want a fellowship with peace? You want a fellowship with joy? You must have another spirit. You must have Yah's spirit. As his spirit has endured many millennia, he has loved through so many generations. Why can't his love penetrate your generation? Will it generate in you a clean heart? Will it renew a right spirit in you? Will you get on your hands and knees and say, take not thy Holy Spirit from me, as David did when he was crying out? We look in the Psalms and the whole life of David is chronicled through his triumphs and failures. But in the end, he is in the kingdom. Will you put on a king mind? Will you go through the door? Messiah says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. I implore you, those that have hearing ears and seeing eyes that are in this war and there's no discharge in this war, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Many, he says, I say unto you, will seek to enter in. Will seek. Shall not be able. There is a greater land before us, saints. Till then, we will occupy. We will be found faithful in the little things so that we can be made masters. Do you want to be a master? Do you want a master and overcome everything that's keeping you from the love of Yah, from the spirit of Yah, from the peace of Yah, from the joy of Yah? Are you going to raise your hands in victory and say, we are able, not by your own strength, but you will say in Yah's words, I am able to possess the land which Yah has given me. And I've seen many forsake that promise. They have been given visions that, Yah told me, this is it. And they forsake. Because they didn't have another spirit. They didn't have it. Yah's spirit is Joshua and Caleb. Will you come out of her? Will you come out from among them? Will you come out from among you? Be you separate. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I'm going back in the chat here. And hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah. I know this has been nothing but word tonight. Not here to entertain. We are people that love entertainment too much. Let Yah be your sufficiency. Let Yah be your provider. And you will see great things. He will get you home. He will direct your paths. I know I have a lot of praise and worship already in my heart for this, for this day. Our Yah is mighty and he's done so much for us. It's even beyond our understanding. Saints of the Most High, I pray you always hear by the Spirit. We can talk letter all day, but it's Yah's Spirit that gives life. Well, praise Yah, Saints of the Most High, including this edition of Blog Talk Radio with Teacher Shane tonight on another spirit. Again, I pray for your edification. Pray for your building up, your advancement, that you may grow in grace and knowledge of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Knowing without him, we can do nothing. Are we going to say that each and every day upon our lips, speaking by his Spirit? Hallelujah.